Today's podcast is brought to you by Our Goal Guy, your trusted partner in securing your financial future. Now, let's delve into a topic that's on everyone's minds, the Biden regime and the globalist relentless assault on your financial freedom. In these uncertain times filled with orchestrated chaos and manufactured crisis, it's crucial to safeguard your wealth against the whims of those in power. That's where precious metals come in. Gold and silver have long been revered as the ultimate hedge against economic turmoil, but make no mistake, those pulling the strings don't want you to own them. That's why it's more important than ever for patriotic Americans to take control of their financial destiny. Enter Our Gold Guy. With decades of experience in the precious metals market, Our Gold Guy is your beacon of hope in a sea of uncertainty. No telemarketers, no sales reps, just personalized consultations tailored to your unique financial situation. Whether you're considering rolling over your IRA or discreetly acquiring physical gold and silver coins, Ira, who happens to be Our Goal Guy, will guide you every step of the way. And here's the best part. Mention the show for a complimentary consultation. Don't let the Biden regime and globalists dictate your financial future. Take the first step towards true financial independence today. Visit OurGoalGuy.com and fill out the form to schedule your consultation with Ira. Again, that's OurGoalGuy.com. Your wealth is worth protecting.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to all the listeners. You're on with two mics, Dr. Michael Schuer, Colonel Mike, and today, again, our special guest, General Tom McInerney, who's going to wish us a Thanksgiving, and he has a great present for us. General, welcome back to the Two Mics Show, sir.
Great to be with you both, Colonel Mike and Dr. Mike. Thanks for having me on this very special day, and I wish you both and your families a very, very happy Thanksgiving.
And to yours, sir.
And thank you.
Go ahead, sir. Tell us the latest news. This is going to be a happy Thanksgiving after what happened yesterday.
Well, I would say this is the start of a counteroffensive in military terms and ground terms. And the reason I say that, Colonel Mike and Dr. Mike, is what we've seen is two lawsuits put in by Sidney Powell in Georgia, 104 pages, and one in and the other one in 75 pages in Michigan. The highlights of that are number one, that in Georgia, Sidney has identified 96,000 absentee ballots that were not counted into the system. So 96,000 votes have got to come off the rolls. And she's working that out. In addition, she also found out that through the Kraken, and the Kraken is the 305th Military Intelligence Battalion, who works these kind of problems, that we have Chinese and Iranian involvement.
Wow. That's
very startling. That's the first I've heard it in the counting process.
Gotcha.
More to follow on that, but that certainly puts in the executive order that President Trump put out in September of 2018 comes into effect. So that is very significant. It's the first I've heard of it that it's been written, and I'm now seeing it pop up in other areas. The other areas were in Pennsylvania, for instance, the state sent out 1.8 million mail-in ballots, and then they counted 2.5 million mail-in ballots. You figure, but I think somebody was printing mail-in ballots and that they're illegal. That's 700,000 ballots, gentlemen, that have got to be taken off. And that's clearly the difference, in my humble opinion, in these states. So this is what we're seeing. And the other thing I saw came up was Wisconsin has identified 150,000 fraudulent votes, and they outline them by the numbers very accurately. So this is what is all developing. It's a ton of information coming in, much of it from crowdsourcing. people like us, people that are studying these numbers. And the final thing I want to highlight before I want Colonel Mike in or Dr. Mike in is I saw a very, very important analysis of the data in real time. And when they stopped the voting in about six or seven states, some number, around midnight or so, all of a sudden, around three or four, numbers would come out. And it would be like, for instance, Virginia. Trump won Virginia. And now I think we're kind of surprised about it, particularly the way Fox rolled in 5 minutes after the polls closed, and Trump was way ahead. And until they stopped, then they threw in a slug of votes. But here's what happened. On that slug of votes they threw in Virginia, in Wisconsin, in Pennsylvania, in Michigan, in Georgia, they used an algorithm. Now, how do I know they used an algorithm? Because the ratio of number of votes, so maybe 120,000, 138,000, like in Michigan, whatever it was the exact ratio in all the states, the same.
Wow, amazing.
And so right there is evidence, just looking at numbers, that an algorithm was put on it. It would be impossible to get that exact same number in four or five states around the same time.
So, General, this is just the tip of the iceberg. The way you're talking today on Thanksgiving Day, this is just a tip that we're learning about.
Precisely, Colonel Mike. And that's why I think we should say, and I'm certainly going to say it, with this data that's coming in, Biden ought to concede right now and just concede. Now, he probably won't. But what we're talking about, because it was so massive and because so many people involved, you can't hide this. Time is not our friend, but this is treason. Yes. This is treason. We are looking at treason on a massive scale. And the people that were nominated by Biden to be Secretary of State and those other functions that they nominated, UN ambassador, et cetera, were all probably involved. They were all involved in the Russian hoax. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
And now involved with this. So the connectivity, and here's where I'm going to see, where is John Durham's report? What has John Durham done? Or is John Durham part of the deep state?
What he's got to be replaced. He's got to be replaced. He's got to be pulled out. General, I had a question on the radio yesterday from a caller who wanted to know, why are we going this far, and why didn't Biden early on give us a hint to who his cabinet was until they thought they stole the election? And you never heard these names. You never heard these names when he was down in the basement or doing his drive-bys, you know, with 14 cars running around. You'd never heard these names, and instantaneously they come out of nowhere. And you say, like, what is this, a recycle program of the Clinton-Obama administration? No, these are deep staters, like you said. Dr. Mike, what do you say?
Well, I think in terms of what the general has told us over the past 2 weeks, that clearly there was an awful lot of people involved. And the price of that at the top for Biden is to make sure every one of them is rewarded. And so no one gets his nose out of joint and can rat out the whole process. And I think that's what you're seeing in this cabinet making, because it's really a collection of nobodies, has-beens, and traitors. And it's clearly a payoff for these are nondescript swamp creatures, if you will. And I think it's a terrible, it couldn't be worse than what they have. And it's clear at the lack of quality in the people they've appointed that someone else is going to be calling the shots. And it won't be Biden, and it won't be that person who is the vice president. It will be somebody who's in touch with the foreign countries that Biden has been bought off by.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and thing to add what Dr. Mike said, in addition to this being a treasonous activity of such a scale, a lot of people involved, and that's where leaks occur. And that's why I believe the Trump administration has been laying this out But what we don't see, we don't see DOJ involvement. We don't see FBI involvement. I mean, participating to track down, to uncover this. We don't.
What is it about that?
We don't see the CIA. So those three agencies that are paramount structures of our national security apparatus, apparently some of them were participating, and they couldn't, the White House couldn't trust them because they'd leak it and expose it, and so they wouldn't try it. But when you start putting this all together, and you put it together in the form of 2020 and the Russian hoax, the impeachment that was in January, and then you have, which nobody has brought up except maybe us Machiavellian people, this Chinese COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if there, China is working on voting and the numbers of ballots, and we've mentioned before the special ops seizing the servers in Frankfurt, Germany, if we mention this, is there a connection? I want to leave it alone now, but I'm beginning to think that there was a connection between those Democrats and China. Now, let's leave it off there, but there are too many things, and Dr. Mike, in our world, start seeing these things, and you start seeing patterns of behavior, and certainly COVID-19, the pandemic, allowed the open mail-in ballots. And like when I pointed out where you had Pennsylvania, 1.8 million votes sent out, but then they counted 2.5 million votes mailed in, mail-in ballots. I mean, something is grossly wrong. And the American people, and that's why you're so valuable, what you both are doing here and having.
Well, we're happy to have you on. General, we're all patriots, and we're doing this to expose it to the American people, to our audience. And we're thankful that you come on all the time, and we expose this information weekly.
Well, and it's changing dramatically weekly. Yes. And that's why when we started out, Colonel Mike, I said, the counteroffensive has started. There is more. And I believe if it was done properly, if Dr. Mike and I were doing it, we would have enough communications intelligence to have voice and emails, et cetera, on those individuals that were doing this against our nation, committing treason in defiance of the Constitution that we all upheld of to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And they should have alerted and done it legally. Probably you'd have to do the Supreme Court because it was such a high level. And when you look at the deep state corruption, as I mentioned, in CIA and DOJ and the FBI, then you have to have a very tight legal group. And the corruption in the legal office, in the legal branches, the judges, the corruption we've got there.
In the post office, sir.
The post office. It is rampant. We have never seen anything like it. This is the greatest treasonous activity that has ever happened in American history. Yet the big tech doesn't let people know. Google doesn't put this information out. They're hiding it. All the mainstream media. Look at Fox
Track
News.
Also, sir.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Fox News went south on us. So this is why this is such a huge thing. People cannot even conceive anything like this. And they think they're going to get away with it because when you have a mainstream media that is not free and open, then we have a problem, don't we, as a nation?
It is indeed a problem, sir. And I was just going to say that the one advantage that I think the good guys have in this is that the enemy is endlessly arrogant, and they assume that their enemy is stupid. And it's what sticks in my mind very clearly is before Pelosi said, I don't care what happens on election day. Biden will be sworn in on the 20th of January, 2021. And that stuck in my mind because I thought, man, she probably shouldn't have said that. Just because, not because it was going to be true, but because she thought it was going to be true because she knew what was going on.
Precisely, Dr. Mike. And the fact is Biden himself, in a moment, said he had the most sophisticated cyber warfare
that's right,
ever assembled. There's no question about it. So these things are coming fast and furious. So is the 14th of December. And so we've got to get it in the right legal hands. I hope and pray that they have already kept a few key Supreme Court justices that have not been politicized in tow and aware of it. And unfortunately, the Chief Justice would not be one of those that I would have informed what's going on.
You couldn't take a chance to answer no.
No taking a chance.
No.
Well, he was in charge, or he's in charge of the FISA court, and he never leaked a word about what they were doing with the FISA courts during the Spygate with Trump. But going Correct. Back to your statement, General, a couple of weeks ago, you talked about Joseph Stalin, about it doesn't matter who votes, it's who counts the votes. And that's what they were going with. And that's what Pelosi meant, Dr. Mike.
Yeah, I think that's right.
That was the modern Joseph Stalin. I don't care. We're going to win anyway.
Yeah.
Spot on, Colonel Mike. You tapped it right away. They were arrogant and they're bragging about it.
Yep. Well, I don't think we're, the ship is still not fully afloat, but I think we're a bit more buoyant than we were 3 or 4 days ago.
And we are.
What I wanted to raise is this information appears to be so solid and definitive almost. And of course, it'll be up to the courts and the judges and that. But I hope that they're taking action to prevent these people from fleeing the country. I hope they have some kind of a watch list or an enumeration of people like Newsom, like the governor of Georgia, like Pelosi, like Feinstein, all of these people, and Brennan and Clapper. And you know the litany.
Right.
But the idea that these people could get away to fight again another day is one that really I find distressing.
Well, I do too. But clearly we know Biden and Obama, what their security details are. But I'm not sure what else they've done on it. And our number one priority has got to be that it's exposed.
Absolutely.
And then we take them, and they should be. I mean, frankly, I would arrest them. We have enough right now to arrest mm-hmm. them right now while they're eating their turkey dinner to come in and arrest them just the way they did some of the Republicans. But
most of them are probably eating Ping Pao chicken, sir.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this. The danger is, I keep coming back to, where is our FBI? Where is DOJ? And we know that the facility in Frankfurt was a CIA facility run by commercial people. But, you know.
It's not much of a cover.
Correct. But having those servers, and we also know in the Hammer and Scorecard that our friends have got the same data. But, you know, if this went to a court, it would take a long time. And we've got to be able to prove it in a short time. The founding fathers, God bless them, had never heard of cyber warfare, but they mm-hmm. did hear of enemies, foreign and domestic.
And these are domestic enemies.
There, that this president is commander in chief, I think is what we are all saying, the three of us, Colonel Mike and Dr. Mike, that now is the time to arrest those individuals.
I think so, sir.
And I would too. I would.
Colonel, Doctor, I heard Sidney Powell say that we should be able to impeach a justice. And if Roberts is going to pull shenanigans, he may be able. I don't know legally. I don't know anything about this. But she said something about he should be impeached because this is a national security issue of treason. And look, he already got a flyer. He got a pass on the Spygate stuff with the FISA court. So time's up. He has to come clean, and he has to either serve the country or step down or something.
Well, I think the data is so compelling, Colonel Mike, that it'll be a 9-0 vote. Even Sotomayor and Kagan and all of them cannot, when they see this evidence, cannot dispute it. If they do, then so be it. But it is so solid, and because you had to use the Kraken organization to, because they're the only ones, the 305th, that was in its day, I don't know where they are now, but they used to be at Fort Huachuca. About the time, by the way, the good General Mike Flynn was out there. Mm-hmm. Does that surprise us?
General, we want to thank you. We know you have other shows and calls today, and you have a family day. Happy Thanksgiving. Always, thanks again for coming on. Anytime, you're welcome. Just let us know. Dr. Mike, both of you, you guys have a wonderful, happy, blessed holiday.
And you, Colonel.
And you, too, Colonel Mike. God bless you both.
Thank you. And you, sir. Always. You and your family.
Thank you.
Folks, listen up. I've got something crucial to share with you today. In this uncertain world, you need to be prepared for anything, especially when it comes to your health. That's where The Wellness Company comes in, offering you peace of mind in a box with their medical emergency kit. Picture this. You're faced with a medical emergency and you need quick, effective treatment. The Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is like having a strategic arsenal of life-saving medications right at your fingertips. From proven treatments like ivermectin to generic Z-Pax and amoxicillin, this kit has got you covered. But that's not all. Every kit comes with a medical emergency guidebook, ensuring you have the knowledge to use these medications safely and effectively. It's like having a medical professional right there with you when you need it most. And here's the kicker. Use code FFN to get 10% off your medical emergency kit at twc.health/FFN. That's right, folks. 10% off, peace of mind in a box. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your medical emergency kit today and be ready for whatever comes your way. Stay safe, stay prepared with The Wellness Company. Again, use code FFN to get 10% off your medical emergency kit at twc.health/FFN.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.